Okay, so let's get started. First off, thank you all for showing up. I figured once I got the last slot of the last day of this conference, I was really expecting to have two people. So to have, I don't know, 30, 35 people, I'm impressed. So good for you for staying this long. If you guys had looked in the abstract of what this was, it was saying it was porting iOS and porting Android applications to Tizen. And it said that the lead engineer was going to be presenting this. So for a few things. One, not the lead engineer. I am the product manager of it. Our marketing department added that little abstract. And when we're talking about porting Android and iOS applications, it's using Android and iOS applications that were built on top of the Titanium platform. So this is what we're going to be discussing today. How many are you familiar with Titanium or Accelerator? Oh, good. All right. So for those that are not, I'm going to go through a quick understanding of what Accelerator really is, because this is really the heart of what we're trying to get across with what we're supporting with Tizen today. So first off, Accelerator is a mobile development platform. The idea around it came when they first started to support iOS. They were looking for an easier way of writing iOS applications. And they decided that not that many people knew Objective-C. And they wanted to figure out a way of how we could start supporting, developing on mobile devices using things that web developers understood. And so we focused on JavaScript. And then we expanded to support Android as well as iOS. Natively using JavaScript. At this point in time, we have over 50,000 applications built on top of Titanium that's out in some sort of marketplace today. This doesn't include anything that's actually in enterprise app stores because we can't track them, but these are what's in actual app stores today. And what's nice really about this stat is if you look at the Apple App Store, we are second only to native iOS apps in the App Store. And when you look, that we're on 136 million devices, and this is growing daily. Daily we have more and more devices that some application built on top of Titanium, built on Accelerator. So we have a very large community of developers. We have over 450,000 developers that are using or have used our SDK and our studio. Now, a lot of people say, oh, 450,000. All right, great. What does that really mean? Right? One of the things that we did was we created something called Alloy. And Alloy is an MVC. And so this really helps separate out the UI from building of the your business logic in the back end. And when we opened that up for a beta, within 1 month of the beta, we had over 60,000 people that had downloaded that in that 1 month. Now it's over 200,000 people have started using Alloy. So that 450,000, this is a very active development community who's using Titanium. And with what we do, we have extensions. You're able to build upon Titanium and add things to it. So just because things might not be supported out of the box, you can then add to it. You can go to our marketplace. You can download extensions and modules in order to build upon that. And then this is some of the partners and some of the customers that we have. I think all of you know this. This I really don't really have to get into, but I will say it very, very short. Mobile really has changed everything. I think everyone in this room would agree with that. It's not just that, oh, it's the fad. Mobile is it. We've truly believed this. When we talk about mobile development, we believe that everything is going to be mobile development. So we believe that mobile will drop, and this will just be the way people develop. The desktop and laptops and those things, those are going away. I'm not saying they're going to be completely gone, but it's not going to be an option or an idea or a fad to build for mobile. And so there's a lot of things that are changing. People, process, technologies. These are things that are changing when you're doing the development. One of the big fundamental changes that we found, and really we can thank Apple for this, is the user experience. Right? When we're talking about enterprise, if you look at enterprise software really the user experience always took a backseat, or I say it was probably in a trunk of a car. But nowadays, when you're building mobile applications, you really want to focus on that user experience. And one of the things that we strive to do in our development platform is to help build these nice UIs and that good user experience. And we don't have to go into the rest of that because I think we all understand the different technologies that are driving changes, the cloud, the social aspects, obviously all the different platforms. One of the things that we actually introduced yesterday, I doubt any of you saw our live stream, but it's online if you want to go see the live stream. We announced this new platform. As opposed to just being a mobile, helping with mobile development, we're now helping you across the entire life cycle. So we'll help you with your automated testing. We'll help you manage your applications from a performance management point of view. So once you've released your application and you want to make sure it's running, you want to make sure it's not crashing or having problems, you can use analytics and performance management to understand what's going on with those applications. We found enterprise, non-enterprise. What we found, people are trying to use app store ratings to really figure out how good their apps are. But by that time, it's really late. It's kind of too late. There's a stat that actually shows that for every, let's see if I can get this stat right. For every bad review that's posted on iTunes, there are 1,000 people that have just removed that application. So by the time you wait for a review, so that's why we found that these were important. So this is why we've expanded beyond just the development. The development is obviously very important. It's a must to do, but it's the beginning. And when you're developing, you're trying to connect to backends. You either have backend systems or you want to do push notifications or you want to store data and you don't have a backend system. And then you have to create all that. How do you do that? We provide different services. We have 20 out-of-the-box services that you can use inside of our cloud, and we've provided the ability that you can create your own cloud services. And what's nice about that is we use Node.js for that. Everything that we build, that's what our dashboard looks like. It's actually pretty cool, but we'll go on. So the main part is to talk about Titanium, and this is what we really want to talk about is the SDK. Our cloud is based on JavaScript. Titanium is based on JavaScript. Through one IDE, through one language, you can build your native applications and you can build your cloud services. Now, what we say is you'll see right there it says 65 to 90% code reuse. We do not claim that you build once and go across multiple platforms. Because the way we look at it is if I have an Android device, I expect to have an Android experience. If I have a Tizen device, I expect to have the Tizen experience and so on and so forth for iPhones, iPads, and so on. I don't want one experience to go across. Now, maybe it makes sense for, depending upon the app that you're making, it makes sense to have one experience. But in general, you want the experience to be what that individual user is used to and what they're expecting. And so we don't say you write once. We have one code base that supports the different platforms. It's all based on JavaScript. We have a JavaScript API. And what you can do is you have your backend logic. That's all using our APIs. And for the most part, that is what gets used across all the different platforms. So our API converts and calls down to the native as needed. For the UI, there's things that are different in UI components. Android has the action bar. The iPhone has the start button. So there's differences in how you'd actually interact with the different devices. And for those, you would actually separate that out. You'd have conditionals. If this, if iPhone, if iOS, if Android, if Tizen. And that's how you would separate these out. Our goal and what we strive to do is we want to make sure that when you're writing your mobile applications, you write it once to support all the different platforms that you want. If you want to support mobile web, you want to support Tizen, BlackBerry, Android, iOS, We want you to have one place that you do that. You shouldn't have to write a native iOS in Objective-C. You shouldn't have to go and then write Java for Android and then write your mobile web. So we support across. And our latest one that we do support now is Tizen. And what's nice is if you've used Titanium and you've built an iOS application or you have built an Android application, that API can now be used to get to work on Tizen. It's not 100% code reuse, but the majority of the APIs that we've used will work on top of Tizen as well. So it becomes very easy to take your iOS and your Android applications that you've built on top of a Titanium and get them to work on top of Tizen. There are certain things that Tizen is more asynchronous. So if you're making like calls into a database, they're asynchronous calls. So we've created separate APIs for that because the way that our APIs work for iOS and Android, they were synchronous. So in order to have a callback and things of that, we've had to modify what that API looks like. So there are Tizen-specific API calls inside of our language. But for the most part, and it's all documented very well, what is supported and not supported on top of Tizen. But for the most part, this gives you the ability. So obviously, as we know, Tizen is built on web technologies. But think about that. You can write an actual native iOS application and then have it work on top of Tizen, which is web-based. And you had to do very minimal to change that. And I'll show you an example when we move a little bit later. The other thing that's important to understand is that the Titanium platform is very extensible. One, it's open source. So you can go in and modify. You can make pull requests back to us so that we can add it. You can fork off. You can do whatever you want with the SDK. It's very extensible. Again, I talked about the modules. You can create your own modules. If there is something that's native that is not supported through the Titanium platform, you can create wrappers, put a module around that, either use it yourself, you can publish it into our marketplace, you can sell it, give it away for free, add open source. It's a very extensible marketplace. On our marketplace today, we're getting about one new module every 2 days. So that's how active our community is when we're talking about this 450,000 developers that we have. Very active. And of course, not only do we support the different platforms, but we support the different types of devices. Again, if you have something that's specific to an iPad or something that's specific to a phone, you can do conditionals so that you can change those around. You can use the same UI, different UIs. It all depends on what you want. But we support all of that. I just put this slide in there because I thought it was really nice looking. I thought my marketing department did a good job. Basically, it's saying we're open and extensible. And this is what I've just been talking about with the open source. This is a little bit more of a drill down into the marketplace. We have about 375, 380 different modules that are in the marketplace today. That really helps. And these work across the different platforms. They don't just work on iOS or just on Android. They'll work for Tizen applications as well. So you can add modules to extend. So if you wanted to, say, add additions into Box, or you wanted to use Test Flight, or you wanted to use PayPal for services, all this will work moving to Tizen as well. So you're able to take your applications, extend them, add them to Tizen, and know that these different features and functionalities will work on top of Tizen as well. So first, let me just show you. This was a quick application that we had built. So what you're seeing here, if this comes up, is the same application. On the your far left, that's Tizen. The middle, obviously, is iOS. It's on an iPhone. And on the far right, that's Android. So the Android and the iPhone, those are native-built applications. So they're not web-based. They're native-built using the JavaScript API. And using that same JavaScript API, we're able to port this and get this to work on Tizen. So you'll notice they all have the same types of features. You can slide them, but you'll notice that they function differently. You'll see that this one, obviously when you're doing the carousel, how that pops up only when the carousel is doing the bottom one as an indicator. Where then on the iPhone, you'll notice that's how that works because that's how it's expected to work. And then for this one just likes to go to sleep all the time. For Android, you'll notice how this one gets the two arrows. Now what I'm going to show you in the code, that's the exact same code. It's the exact same API call for all three of those. That doesn't change. We handle the differences to make it function and work like you'd expect it to work on these different platforms. There's some differences, and I'll show you what the differences are as well. So if I go back over to the code, this is just a quick snippet of code. If you look at this, you'll see up top it's saying it's for iPhone. Now what that is that's that top bar that you noticed. If I go back here, that's this. So this is a button, actually. You'll see that it's a button. And so that was built specifically for iPhone. You'll see on the bottom how we separated that out, where we created that as a view inside of Tizen. So there are differences. Like when you're looking at UIs, you do have differences and separations. Now, you might say, I don't see something for Android here. That's because Android, like I said, uses the action bar. So for Android, we've actually wrote a little bit more code in a separate function to support the action bar for Android. But if I look at that carousel of the images that I just showed you, all of them, all the different platforms are using the exact same code. You'll see the different calls where I create the window. You'll see the different scrolling photos. The get scrolling photo function up there, where you see create the images, create scroll review. That's the same throughout all the different platforms. So the same exact APIs. And all the APIs are set up. They're all listed. You can go through. We have many different samples that you can use that'll help you create your different applications that you want. But if you are using or if you've ever wanted to use Titanium, this is the way that we believe how you should be creating your different applications, that you shouldn't be writing them separately in the different code bases for iOS, Android. How many here are just looking to build on top of Tizen? All right, one person. All right, but most of you are trying to build on top of multiple platforms. How many of you are looking just to build web-based? Okay, so you're looking to do web-based, you're looking to do native, and you're looking to do cross-platform. All right, I got to see more hands somewhere. I've given many options here. All right, so I've seen three hands go up. Okay, so that's what we offer with Titanium, is that ability that you can write it across all the different platforms. If you want to do native, if you want to do hybrid, if you want to do mobile web, if you want to support Android, iOS, BlackBerry, Tizen, coming soon. Soon is relative, obviously, but coming soon is Windows. And that'll be all through the same exact code base. And so this is why we believe that our platform or our way of doing things is very beneficial. And you don't have to learn all the different languages. if you have a web development background, you understand JavaScript. This is why we built this, is so that a huge base of development can handle this and use JavaScript. With our MVC that we built, this alloy, the separation of the UI components from your business logic, that's based on XML and CSS. So everything that we're trying to do is support the web technologies that you understand. So I need questions. You guys have to have questions for me. Oh, you want to see what's in under here in the resources? Sure. This for this particular one, these are just images. Obviously, depending upon the complexities of your application, you can have different things. You'll have different views, different controls, and you could have completely separate code depending upon what you want to do in the different languages. Yeah, I'm sorry. One more. So any call that you can do natively, you can do with Titanium. So any call that you want to get down into the native operating system, you can do with Titanium. And if it's not completely supported, we have over 5,000 that are supported out of the box. Whatever, if you want to do something that's not in that 5,000 set of APIs that we support, like I said, you can create a module, wrap it, and hook it in. So anything you can do natively, you can do with Titanium.
So could you explain with an example, this is just JavaScript code, right?
Yes, I'll explain that in one sec.
Yeah. If your application starts to get more and more complex, mm-hmm. you want to cater to the various UI concepts.
Yeah. Yes, actually, that's good. This example, it's not my computer, so I would flip over to other examples. But yes, so this is exactly what Alloy was built for. So with Alloy, you can do a few things. Inside the XML, you can make the different calls saying it's for iOS or for iPhone or for Android. So you don't have to put switch statements throughout your entire code. But the other things you can do is you can create different themes. So if you want to have a different look for Android and a different look for iOS, you can have different themes for them. And so Alloy supports this theming construct. So, yes. And this is exactly why we made this. We've been around for about, well, we started in 07, but we've been really working since 2010. And one of the big complaints, once you started to use iOS and Android, as the code got more complex, before the UI and your business logic were all intermixed, and you had this if statement, that statement, and it's spaghetti code. And it was very hard to manage and understand. But once we've added the MVC where you can do the separation, and now you're managing your UI inside of XML. So you're not even managing inside of JavaScript anymore. You're managing inside of XML, which makes it much easier for the separation, much easier to visually understand what you're doing and how to separate it. And then you can actually build inside your CSS. We call it TSS because we have specific Titanium calls that we do. With that and with the XML, you can separate those out and create actual themes from them. And then all you have to do is call those themes. So you can separate out to another level. That's correct. Wait one sec. Yours was... Oh, you want to see how to use C and C++. So... Well, that is not good. So with us, what we do support is JavaScript. We're not supporting C and C++ inside of this. So everything you write using our APIs. So you don't have to do the Objective-C. Now, if you're writing a module, the module you would write, say, in Objective-C and build the wrapper around it, which would then be a JavaScript call. But that would be module development as opposed to your application development. The application that you're building is all based on JavaScript. Does that make sense? Was that a yes? No? Okay. All right. There was, yeah. Our Tizen support is new, correct. It's been around for about 2.5 months. We were betaing it about a little over 3 months ago. We don't have modules that are specifically made for Tizen. We have modules that have been written in Common JS, so they work across the different platforms. So we have many modules that will work with Tizen out of the box. So all you have to do is import them. There are definitely specific modules that are iOS only, and specific modules that are Android only. But then there's other modules that will work across the different platforms that already are on the marketplace today. So we don't have specific Tizen. Certain modules, that when they're built, they are not built specifically for a specific native call. You can build it in a different way using Common JS, which then supports multiple platforms. So those work, but we do not have native-built Tizen modules. No, it's supported. It is supported today. They're just not in the marketplace. The community hasn't built them yet. It's supported. You can build them. It's just the people haven't built the modules yet for the complete native Tizen as of yet. But it's supported. You can do it. You.
Does Titanium build a Tizen web app or Tizen native app? Or is that an option?
What's built is it's a web-based application. So I'm just checking to make sure it's not going to die on me. So Tizen is based on our mobile web, so we support mobile web, and so that's what it's based on. So it's a mobile web app that gets created.
But you also get mobile web. Are you sure?
I do also have mobile web, yes.
Then,
based on, we make specific calls for Tizen. So Tizen does specific things that mobile web doesn't. Tizen can actually interact with the underlying architecture of the phone. So it can actually make calls where mobile web cannot. And so we have specific calls. It's based on, that's the foundation, but then we utilized what Tizen can actually do to hit the native calls. Does that make sense? Why doesn't that make
sense? If your Tizen support is producing the TPK files, then you can
it is supporting. It is creating. I'm sorry, it is creating a TPK file. All right, so I apologize. It's based on our mobile web. It is based on our mobile web, but it does create a TPK file.
You are wasting our time.
Okay. Yes. So what gets built is a TPK file. It's just based our build on top of our mobile web API. So because everything we built is with our JavaScript API, we use very similar APIs across all the different languages. With Tizen, that's what we based it on, but a TPK file is what does get compiled at the end of the day. So I apologize for the misunderstanding. Yes.
Yeah. In my understanding, the cross-flat edge of your project, as the platform you support increase, your source code increase. So is there any way to handle those kind of duplication? I mean, in C program language, you have a mechanism to handle this by macro system. So can you eliminate other platform-dependent programs when you build or package?
Oh, all right. So I see what you're saying. You're saying as you're building applications and you have the different conditionals for iPhone, for Android, your application gets bigger as you're building it. When we compile, we'll compile in for the different languages, and we take out all the different conditionals for iPhone, for Android. So your application itself will be built only for Tizen or only for Android. All the conditionals get removed when we compile it in. So as you're writing the code, you'll see all the conditionals. But when we compile it, we'll take those out. So it doesn't increase the size of the application. Does that make sense? Because we understand whether you're doing it with Alloy or whether you're doing it in the JavaScript, we understand what the conditionals are. So you'll say this is for if iPhone, do this. If Android, do this. If you're building, because when you build, you'll build specifically for iPhone. You'll build for Android. You'll build for Tizen. And so as we build, we remove those conditionals. So that doesn't increase the size of the application itself.
Can Node.js be used with your solution?
Node.js is used with our solution for web services. Yes. So we support it in two ways. One, we have our own cloud services that are built on top of Node.js, and you can build your own JS, your own Node.js web services if you want. And then it works with that. Embedded inside of the application itself. I'm not sure about that. I don't know. My gut wants to say yes, it is, but I don't know. I would have to. I mean, if you want to come up and give me your name, I can get you the answer for that. Yes. For a UI framework like Enyo?
Yeah.
No. They're really based more towards working with PhoneGap and things like that. So you can't use that with ours. But what we do have, I'll give you a quick peek. It's not even much of a peek. I don't even know why I'm going back to the thing. Yeah. What we're planning on doing in an upcoming release is supporting Photoshop. So as you can build and design in Photoshop, and then we'll import that. We're also looking at other things, whether we drag and drop and all that. So we are looking at all these different methods. But Enyo and Sentia, not today. Yes?
When you say Windows Port is coming soon, is that strictly Windows Phone, or what about Windows RT and Windows 8?
It's a good question. No, it will not only be Windows Phone. So what we're going to support through the API will be phone, RT, and desktop. And it'll all be through the exact same API.
What about something like Chromebook?
Right now, that's not on our map. Yes?
Is there a UI builder in the Titanium Studio?
There's no UI builder directly with Studio. We do have third-party modules or third-party extensions that exist in the marketplace to help with the UI. There's a Forged UI, which is a very popular UI builder, and there's Visual UI, to name two, that are in the marketplace. So you can download those, and that will help build that. We are looking at what we can do internally with Titanium to give you that support, but that's not there yet. But third-party developers have already created those. Oh, Alloy. Alloy. It is completely GA. Yes. What I had mentioned is when we did have it as a beta, immediately we had over 60,000 developers download it and demonstrate it. But it is part of Titanium. So if you download Titanium today, you'll get access to Alloy, which is our MVC. Any other questions? I'm sorry?
Layout designer. Designer of forms.
Right, a layout designer. So a UI designer or a layout designer, we don't have that today. What you would have to do is you do have to code that. Now, with Alloy, it makes it easier to code that because it's XML-based, so it's easier to do it. But currently, out of the box, we do not have a layout designer. But we do have third-party layout and UI designers that are in our marketplace that does support Titanium. Any other questions? In the back.
Will you be supporting Firefox OS and Ubuntu Touch?
That's a good question. So we are actually in talks with Firefox right now to support Firefox OS. We believe it's actually going to be fairly simple for us to get that support. I can't tell you a date yet, but it does look like for the majority of what we're going to do, it's supporting the manifest file with our mobile web. So we do think we can support that fairly easily. All right. I'm sorry. How do you install it? All right. So today, what you would do is you end up having to go through iTunes in order to support that. So as you compile it and you want to put it onto your device. Yeah, when you build for iPhone, the binary gets built on your local machine. So you'll need to have a Mac in order to build it for iOS. It'll build locally. Yeah. We support Macs, we support Windows devices, and we support Linux. Obviously, depending upon the language, for Macs, you need that for iOS. But it's all built locally. Yes?
And just to clarify, that's strictly locally? You don't have a build service?
We do not have a build service today. So nothing goes to the cloud to build. Everything gets built locally. Correct. Okay, if that's it, thank you very much for your time.